Why, in an historical novel, is it necessary or desirable to expand upon what is known into uncharted territory?
Well, I guess the complicated part of that question is what is known? And maybe we have to specify the difference between what is broadly known and what is not yet known enough. In Varian Fry's case, there has not been a lot written about the fact that he was known to have had a number of relationships with prominent men, either men who were prominent at the time or who later became prominent. And so when I first encountered readers who were interacting with my book, there was this surprise that I was portraying Varian Fry as gay, whereas actually this was a part of his history. And so not a lot about that had been captured in the historical record, or not enough to really illuminate what that might have been like for him emotionally and how it might have affected what he did in Marseille. So for this book, I wrote a history that was plausible and that was parallel in certain ways to the stories about him that had been told, but that that perhaps stood in for what might have otherwise been recorded had it been possible for, you know, gay people before the year 1950 or so to feel anything like comfort in recording their own personal histories.